all those who are born in India, this is their duty, to accept this message and to share it with the world. And he explained how Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this was his desire. That people from the east and people from the west would accept this mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu equally. And they would dance in ecstasy to the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed, when will that day be mine? When Indians, Europeans, and Americans will be united in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and will dance together while chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
This mission as his life and soul. And Srila Prabhupada explains how to all of his disciples who were educated and capable, he gave them this request to spread the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the world. Prabhupada said, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada was very anxious about this. And then in 1922, when Maharaj Srila Prabhupada's friends forced him to meet Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, at their first meeting, Srila Prabhupada says, his Guru Maharaj requested him, you are an educated young man. Why don't you, in the English language, spread the message of Lord Chaitanya all over the world? So Prabhupada said, after having a discussion with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he accepted it as his Guru Maharaj right then on that rooftop. In 1923, he moved to Allahabad. In 1928, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and some of his disciples came there to start a temple during the Kumbh Mela. And Srila Prabhupada met him.
We need a little more monuments to turn all the way up.
Thank you. Can you hear? Srila Prabhupada said in 1933 at the Rupa Goswami Bodhi Amat in Allahabad, he formally took initiation. Prabhupada said, I officially took initiation. Although I actually took initiation in 1922 when I accepted my Guru's order within my heart. In 1936, as His Holiness Narayan Maharaj explained, he received that letter from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which was the exact same instruction that he received at their first meeting. The request to take the message of Lord Chaitanya to the world. Srila Prabhupada accepted that respect, that request as an order, and made it his very life and soul. in 1944 at the appearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada began Back to Godhead magazine. And in this particular lecture, Srila Prabhupada said, the advent of, he said, this day, the advent of my guru, is also the anniversary of the advent of Bhakti, Back to Godhead magazine. And he struggled. He had to pay from whatever little he had for the whole publication. His Guru Maharaj was appearing to him in dreams, telling him to take up the mission and leave his worldly life. Prabhupada was thinking, how horrible. In 1959, Srila Prabhupada accepted sannyas. He began working on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then, in 1965, he departed Avijjavatutra. Srila Prabhupada explained that when he was in the Scottish Church's college, a very famous and powerful person came to a ceremony there. His name was Lord Jetland. Srila Prabhupada met him. And he heard, Srila Prabhupada heard from one of his god brothers that he was approached by Lord Jetland and said, can you make me a Brahmani? Prabhupada's god brother said, yes. You just follow these four principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no eating. And I can make you a Brahmani. Lord Jetland, who is a very pious person by British standards, he said, impossible. What will I do? So Srila Prabhupada was thinking, when he was going to go to the West, what I am proposing to do, spread this mission in the Western world, is impossible. But anyways, let me try. Srila Prabhupada explained, when he came to New York, he had I had no friends, I had no means. He only had 200 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, I was living like a vagabond, from one place to another. He said, at one time, he had a little apartment, after so much struggle, and everything he owned was stolen. And he was feeling hopeless. But he had infinite hope. He went to the shipping company to find out when is the next boat to India. And he'd get the date. And then on that date, he would say, let me try a little longer. And then Srila Prabhupada said, and now all of you have come. He said, I always felt the presence of my Guru Maharaj. I never felt alone. And then Srila Prabhupada said, and that is a fact. I was always in the presence of my Guru Maharaj. He explained after about a year of struggle, when he was just surviving on whatever little sales of that Bhagavad Bhagavatam, he had $200, that's all he had. And he invested everything in the first month's rent.
and 26 Second Avenue. $125 for the storefront and $75 for his apartment. And he had absolutely no clue where the next month the funds would come from. And then he started describing how his Guru Maharaj sent so many nice boys and girls to help. And in this spirit, Srila Prabhupada, he was pleading with us to help him execute the order of his Guru Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada was always reminding us that whoever we are, whatever we know, whatever we can do, our empowerment is exclusively dependent on how we humble ourselves with full dependence on our spiritual masters and on the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I'd like to end by reading a particular section at the end of a lecture Srila Prabhupada gave on the disappearance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Los Angeles, 1973. He described a little of the history of his relationship with his Guru Maharaj. And it culminated with Srila Prabhupada explaining how his Guru Maharaj considered the spreading of Krishna consciousness so totally urgent. In Srila Prabhupada's passion of speaking in this way, we can understand that whatever inevitable differences we may have due to our backgrounds, due to our natures, due to our experiences, they are all insignificant and should not be taken seriously in the light of the ultimate important responsibility that we have. That the conditioned souls in this world, in this human forms of life, their lives are being wasted. They are suffering. They are suffering happiness. They are suffering distress in this material world. And only Krishna consciousness, only the awakening of love for God, can give any true relief. It's an emergency. Srila Prabhupada gave an example in one lecture of a house being on fire. If we're all living in a house together and the house is on fire, we're not so concerned with our petty differences. We're there for each other. And together we're here for the world. That's the Srila Prabhupada's sense of urgency. It was his mercy, his divine grace, which is literally the only qualification for any of us to receive Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And that is something we should never forget. Every day, if we're making spiritual advancement properly, the symptom will be every day we will feel more humbled and more grateful for the mercy that we have received. And we will feel more committed to reciprocate with that mercy by following what Srila Prabhupada has asked us to do. Srila Prabhupada ends this letter
after all that he did, historically, he took our movement to every continent of the world directly. Srila Prabhupada said, I am trying a little bit. And you are all helping me. So I have to thank you more. You are actually the representatives of my Guru Maharaj. And Srila Prabhupada begins to cry. It's one of the only recorded lectures where you can really hear Srila Prabhupada cry. And with a choked voice he says, because you are helping me in executing the order of my Guru Maharaj. I'll read that again. It's a message to all of us today. Srila Prabhupada is crying. I am trying a little bit. You are all helping me. So I have to thank you more. You are actually representing my Guru Maharaj. You are actually the representatives of my Guru Maharaj. Because you are helping in executing the order of my Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much. Today, I'm here to say how Srila Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj, we have come together in Sri Mayapur town to chant the holy names. Let us take this prayer and this request and this spirit that Srila Prabhupada has given us as we are chanting. Because it is Kali Yuga. And Kali will strike our movement in every possible way. Srila Prabhupada explained that from without, Kali cannot check the progress of our movement. Kali knows it is only possible when she strikes within. Now there is disunity. There is over petty issues, conflict. And those challenges are facing us today as they will always face us. So as we're chanting the kirtan, but in a very intense moment of humility and gratitude, with a true sense of urgency, let us cry, let us beg, let us pray that individually and collectively we can reciprocate for Srila Prabhupada's love by treating each other, as Bhaktivinoda says, equally and being united in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all chanting the holy names. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for this audience and Swami Maharaj. Thank you very much. And now